salvation in the Holy Messiah. Gather them, children, all that springs are in thee. That's why I sing my song. I want you to sing along. Let's sing songs and praise. Let's sing songs and praise. Let's keep songs and praises, and let's sing songs and praise. Listen to the words of the prophet that say, foundation in the Holy Messiah. Gather them, children, all that bring glory in thee. That's why I sing my song. I want you to sing along. And let's keep songs and praises. Let's sing songs and praise. Let's sing.
Say whatever's on your mind. You don't even need to close your eyes.
We thank you this morning. We thank you for your goodness, your kindness,
your mercy, your understanding, your teaching. It's all available to us. I think, God, you're telling us to talk to you this morning. You know, brothers and sisters, I've been talking to people, talking to Jesus, pleading with people, trying to tell people what's coming next. And most importantly, I've been trying to prepare people. And so yesterday, an article came out, and I knew it, and I've been talking about it for a long time, and I knew this day was going to come. I knew it, and somehow I knew that because people didn't believe what I was trying to tell them, but it's here. An article came out. Brother Joe told me yesterday, and Candace had sent me the article yesterday. You know what the article says? Burnt out Catholic exorcists complain they face long lines of possessed people and little support from bishops. Did you hear that? I need somebody to put that in that chat room. Burnt out Catholic exorcists complain they face long lines of possessed people and little support from bishops. Told you. I told you. I told you this was good. I told you. It don't say burnt out deliverance ministers are facing long lines of possessed people. Because like God told me 20 years ago, the world don't know nothing about no deliverance ministers. And the church is just recently becoming aware, and they're still pretending like the problem is not as serious as the problem is. But you see, the world know when they need an exorcist. And the world knows when they need an exorcism. And I don't know what rank the Catholic Church holds in the world today, but I know it's big. Meaning, I don't know how many Catholics they are, but I know it's a lot of them. And it says here, burnt out Catholic exorcists. And you know the sad part? I guarantee you, all these people running around here saying they know Jesus, all these people running around here saying I'm a deliverance minister. Well, you cannot be a deliverance minister if you don't know how to do an exorcism. Ain't nobody going to be hunting you down. It's a long lines of possessed people. Ask me how I know this. Because I have been dealing with a learning curve for 30 years. People don't know. Do you think these Catholics looking to be dispossessed know anything about deliverance? One of the oldest teachers in the world on deliverance happened to have been Derek Prince. And Derek Prince talks about expelling demons. This is, I told you. And this is just talking about Catholics. How many Presbyterians, Methodists, Lutheran, Episcopals, Charismatics, Pentecostals, Baptists? I told you. I told you. Now, a burnout priest ain't going to help you too much, because you really shouldn't even deal with that realm if you're tired. And I don't. I back up quick and stop. It hasn't been 10 years yet that they first opened up the Exorcism University. Gave me an invitation to speak, all expense paid, to Rome. I turned it down, and I'm so glad they made a fool out of that woman that took it. This is sad. It says Catholic exorcists feel overworked and undersupported by bishops. Their annual exorcism course, remember I was telling you about that? Only 120 participants. Pope Francis support exorcism. They say he recently talked about helping those who were possessed by evil. The conference's exorcist said that they needed more support from psychologists to determine whether people are mentally unstable or demonically possessed. Uh-oh, in this article it says the exorcist also said they have been tasked with conducting exorcisms on people with COVID-19. In the UK and Ireland, there were only 28 working exorcists. Told you. You know why I couldn't say I told you? Because God told me. And he told me to train and train and train and write. He told me. He didn't flat out come out and tell me this, but in so many ways, he told me that this day was coming. And it's here. And I have been trying to train everyone that has ever come to my ministry in this manner, in this fashion. And I told you, you were getting the best training available, the best. Was I believed? Nope. Nope. And I tried to give it to people for free. It won't be free anymore. It's a new day. That's what I've been trying to tell you. If you don't know nothing about exorcism, you can't help anybody today. If you don't know nothing about witchcraft, you need to stop lying, shut up, and stop hurting God's people. Sit down. Go somewhere and learn. It's one thing to say, I'm going to cast out a demon. It's another thing to not be able to know the difference between a demon and an altar. And not know that demons have altars and worse yet, not to know what an altar is. You're lying. You hurting people. If you don't know how to deal with trauma, all demonic oppression is based and built on trauma. And even worse, there was a word. There was a word. And it was called, that's what the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, don't ever let me become too self-sufficient. Because that's what all these people who think they run around here operating in the gifts without the giver. Operating in the gifts, and most of them are fake gifts, because number one, you have to develop and have developed in you your human regenerated gifting. Then you take that and you couple it with those gifts, and that's how you become supernaturally empowered by God. I tried to give it away free. It ain't going to be free no more. I'm telling you right now. I'm about to open up my university, my institute, and now people are going to have to pay. And it's only because I didn't know what God was doing. So I waited. And I waited. And I learned. And I learned some more. And I learned some more as I was waiting. You see, the scripture says that there is a time and there is a season to every purpose under the heavens. The world is in a very peculiar state. Very peculiar. Very, very peculiar. Back in the day, they laughed at me. They mocked me. They humiliated me. They said I was crazy. They said that exorcism was not of God. Duh! And I said, well, if it ain't of God, he gave it to me, and I'm sticking with what God said. Only what you do for Christ will last. And not only will it last, God will make it all right. I thank God today that I have been trained as an exorcist by both of them going to be with the Lord, but by two of the greatest exorcists that ever lived. And one was a Roman Catholic priest, and he was not afraid. One was a Vietnam-trained preacher, a point man, and he was not afraid. As a matter of fact, he the only person I know that had 40 degrees.
He'll make it all right.
Whatever you need,
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken,
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
Whole church, He'll make it all right.
Whatever the answer,
He's got me. We know He's sovereign.
For the next couple of days, I'm going to be ministering for a couple of people that are need a little special help. And it's not just one, it's several. Because they have these doctor's appointments next week. And I'm glad they have these doctor's appointments so, you know, we can know how to pray right. But I want them, when they go to the doctor say to them, oh, this isn't as bad as I was expecting, and we'll only have to do a little bit of this or a little bit of that, or it's completely gone. You've been healed. And I also, I'm not telling you this exorcist stuff. I'm telling you because, see, some of you, God already expected you to be prepared by me, and you're not. And you're not prepared because the world had you looking for something that they don't even have. But they got the men and women of God looking for looking through lying false eyes for lying false expectations. You see, God uses who he wants to use for whatever he wants to use him for. But you can believe one thing. God can't use you if you're not prepared. And the only reason you're not prepared is you did not allow him to prepare you. Because you were so self-sufficient that you thought you knew more than the people God sent to prepare you. So then that made you unteachable. Sad, but true. So as I was kind of sitting in the recliner taking a break, trying to assess where God was at. How about I get not one, not two, not three, not four, but five calls from five different people who told me that each one of them was in a conference or in a meeting, or in one instance they were under a tent, and that God had to use them as intercessors because the person who was speaking or teaching or had charged them to come to the meeting was demon oppressed. I didn't say possessed, I said oppressed. Now, it's a shame when the people sitting in the audience or the congregation can see the demonic oppression coming from the pulpit to the people, and God tell them to pray for the people in the audience. That is sad. So that means that the people who went to the meeting, I think they paid about $30. So I said, well, now you have to pay to get the gospel. And then the others, you know, they took up offerings. And one of the people was walking around with a long black coat, just like the Satanists wear. But he said God told him to dress like that. I'm not going to say he didn't, but I'm going to say the fruit was oppression. The fruit was oppression. And the Bible says that Jesus came to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So you know what I had to do then? I had to break the demons off of them. But thank God they called me. Because they left the meeting, the tent, the conference room, and all that oppressed of the devil. Sad. Sad. And one person moved from Atlanta to another state and said God told her to move to that state and serve as an intercessor for this man, and the man looks at her and calls her a witch. I say, what'd you do? I cried. I say, you stupid. And then she cried more. Dr. Erica, what you mean? I said, you let somebody curse you and you cried? You didn't jump up, get out of there, go someplace, break that curse, and disattach from you every spirit that was launched on you by that devil and those demons? You cried? She said, well, I called you. I said, oh, no, I'm not the one. I said, you should have called on Jesus. I said, but I'm gonna give you some assistance. I cast the devils out, rebuked the spirits, broke the curse, told the lady to get in the word and get out of there. She heard from the same God out of the mouth of that man that called her a witch and projected. His mouth became a trajectory and projected all those demons on her. I say, what you give up? She gave up everything. And the man called her a witch. I say, well, don't worry about that. I've been called worse. As long as Jesus don't call you no witch, you ain't got no problem. And I had to tell her just like this. I say, go and sin no more. This was yesterday. So then I just sat there for a while because I didn't know what to do. I mean, I just sat there. I just sat there, y'all. I didn't know what to do. And then I realized God was had me sitting there because a lady called me up. All these calls, and I'm thinking, I better take all these calls because I don't know what's happening here, but I'm sure I'm about to find out. A lady called me up. She broke some witchcraft off her husband from a woman who was trying to bewitch her husband and take him from her. And so she said, well, I broke the witchcraft, and he was all right for a while. I said, have you heard anything I've ever been teaching? And then I realized, you know, look, Erica, you're being kind of rough here. And I said, let me stop and let me pray. Let me talk to God and let me find out why I'm being so rough with you. She said, please call me back. Because he said he wanted a divorce. I said, I'll call you back. I said, give me at least an hour. So I prayed. And I wrote down what the Holy Spirit told me to ask her. I called her back. One of the things the Holy Spirit told me to ask her was, now, I haven't heard from you in a while. What church you been going to? She told me, is the pastor married or single or what? She said, the pastor is divorced. I said, okay. I said, did you go to your pastor about this situation? She said, yeah. She said, what the pastor tell me? To get my finances in order and prepare to divorce before I get divorced. I said, so your pastor told you prepare for a divorce. I said, that means he believes in divorce. She said, yeah. I said, well, do you believe in divorce? She said, I believe God can help me. I said, he helped you before, right? She said, yeah. She said, when I prayed and bound and rebuked those demons that you told me to, I said, no, that the Holy Ghost instructed you to. I said, and then what happened? I said, no, let me tell you what happened. As long as everything was good, you wasn't praying. As long as everything was good, you wasn't doing no warfare in that area. I said, but remember, I said, I don't know if you were on here. I said, but you go back and find that message I did this week while men slept. I said, that's what you was doing. You were sleeping. And while you were sleeping, you went to somebody for some advice that could not help you. All they could do, because they believe in divorce, so therefore the spirit of divorce rests on them. I said, I'll bet half the church divorced. I said, and better yet, the other half is bound with lust. Because the pastor got lust. And your husband is under that lust. She said, but he don't half go to church. I said, that's even worse. You brought the lust spirit home from your half-baked pastor, and you transferred that spirit on your husband, which he already had it manifesting. Because let me tell you something. When witches do witchcraft, they do witchcraft to win. While you were sleeping, that witch was rekindling the pot. That witch was getting everything she had in that cauldron and doubling the strength. I said, your husband have a nice income? He retired from the military, and then he had enough income that he was sharing his income with her, and he had enough money, you didn't even miss it. So now she wanted it all, because greed and lust has taken over, and she wanted it all. So she just doubled her stuff up. And you crying went to somebody that couldn't even help you. I said, I got to pray, because you know what? This is not my battle. And you know how to do spiritual warfare. And you got lazy. And you stopped on your own account. I said, Jesus bore your sins, and Jesus bore my sins, and Jesus bore your husband's sins, and Jesus bore that witch who don't care one way or the other. I said, so the first thing you got to do is you need to repent. You need to repent. And you need to get right back in right standing with God. And you need to ask God to help you. Not him. Because if he is not even fully, his spirit hasn't even been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, he a sinner. And you can't not hold a sinner responsible for the sins of the believer. I said, now when you get yourself right back with God, you call me back up. Because right now you and I are not in agreement, and we don't have nothing in common. Except now your demon's trying to transfer on me and cause my work to be harder. I said, but it's a new day. I don't do that anymore. I don't bear the responsibility for nobody's sin. You need to make right your relationship with God. Brothers and sisters, every day here lately, every day, it's becoming like this. We all have responsibilities in Christ Jesus. And when you don't live up to, when you decide to sit under somebody that is a fool, then it's your responsibility. And so I'm saying this out in the open. Don't expect me or anybody else to bear or carry your responsibility. There are people out here that are really, really hurting, and they ain't never been told. They have never been told that a demon can integrate with them, and then it is no longer their personality, but it is the personality of the demon that is integrated with their personality, operating through them, using their eyes, using their mouth, using their ears, and not them. It is time for you to wake up and grow up spiritually. It's past time. And so I told her, call me back after you get it right with Jesus. After you live up to your own responsibility. After that, I just shut my phone off, because I was at a point where, man, okay, God, What is it that you're trying to show me I'm missing? Where's the problem? And the Holy Spirit just said, you're becoming the solution. You might have to go all the way back to the beginning with some people. I said, well, where would be a good place to start? He said, go back dig up that you some of them USBs you got with some of that them old prayers that I gave you 15, 20 years ago. I said, okay. Because I knew the Holy Spirit was going to lead me. And you know where the Holy Spirit led me to? In my walk with God, periodically, when I was going into the phase of something, could be anything. I knew it was going to be something. Because you know what God will give me? Of all things, you probably won't believe it. He'll give me a child Bible story. Or a child nursery rhyme. That's why I have so many children books here. I said, okay. I said, so you want me to start there? I'm going off this morning just like this. I'm going to read maybe just two. Just two. I heard God say, Mary had a little lamb. I heard the Holy Spirit say, three blind mice. I heard the Holy Spirit say, three little pigs. Do you know three blind mice? Three little pigs. All have a precedent of the devil and freedom, but they show you the truth. The three little pigs, the wolf said, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. And the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down and ate up the, or whatever happened with the little pigs. I can't remember. I got to look it up again. But the pig that built his house of bricks, the wolf couldn't blow his house down. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. The lamb of God, Jesus. Three blind mice. See how they run? See how they run? Three blind mice. Go back. Read those little children's stories. You know, the last one I ever mentioned on this line was The Little Engine That Could. And I bought that movie, and me and Brother Joe, Jose was still here. We sat down and looked at The Little Engine That Could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Those are faith builders, if you look at them through the eyes of Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all the Bible stories and nursery rhymes about childlike faith and wonder. Lord Jesus, I realize how important this is as I get older. Lord Jesus, I see how life has a way of hurting people and making people less sensitive to you and your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, today I pray that you will renew each person on this line and restore their childlike faith and save and bring them into your awe, your wonder, and your splendor. Lord Jesus, help us to see with new eyes, your eyes, Lord Jesus, your eyes of understanding, Lord Jesus, how amazing your creation is and how important and how much we mean to you in the establishment of your kingdom. Renew our spirit, Lord, that we may be a new creation in you. Help us, Lord Jesus, to see how dependent we, as your child, are upon you, our parent. Remind us of how dependent we are on you, Lord Jesus, and the reality that you are our provider. Without Jesus, we're not even acceptable to you, Father God. And let us not forget this as we get ahead in life and are able to provide things that take care of not only our and my worldly needs, but the worldly spiritual needs of my brothers and my sisters. Lord Jesus, don't ever allow me to become too self-sufficient to where I'm ruled by my ego. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would refill us with that childlike wonder, that we may be inspired afresh. Renew us today, Lord Jesus, I pray. And I want to thank you for the protection that you have given us over our lifespan. I want to thank you for protecting each of us, our families, our friends, and our communities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for never forsaking us and never forgetting about each one of us individually. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you never forget to shield us with your guardian angels. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you keep our path exactly where it needs to be to get to where you want us to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our shield and our sword. You are our eyes and our ears, our lips, Lord Jesus. You are our thoughts at just the right time, even to save me from myself. Lord Jesus, I can think of so many times that you have put a thought in my mind at just the right time that I would have never thought of myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can also think of times where your Holy Spirit has nudged me and guided me with perfect instincts to your voice. And Lord God, forgive me that I didn't move, or that I moved too slow, or I listened and fell into trouble because of what I heard or what I thought. But I want to thank you because every time I learned and turned back to you and asked you to forgive me, you opened your arms with love and grace and mercy, and you gave me even more protection. Lord Jesus, though there is evil all around me, Lord Jesus, even though I can feel the spiritual battles every day, Lord Jesus, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, you have given me your full armor to make it through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I am comforted by your protection, that I don't have to fear, This doesn't mean that I won't experience trouble and be put to the test. But it does mean, Jesus, because you have won every time, no matter what I go through, by the blood that you shed and by the finished work of the cross, Lord Jesus, I am safe and secure eternally. Thank you, Lord Jesus, by your name, by your authority, and by your power. I have the ability to command any and all spirits to go in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For you, with your rod and your staff, comfort me. Again, Lord Jesus, today, I want to thank you for your healing power at work in our lives. You have never left us alone. You have been there with each and every one of us through every problem, situation, and circumstance. You have healed us physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and relationally, every time. At times, it seems like it's been a slow process, but I learned what you wanted me to understand along the way. Even now, there are times that are still sensitive and difficult. But I know and I understand you're there. I just have to let you in. I know that when I call on you, Lord Jesus, that you can and you will break every chain, remove every mountain, remove every hindrance, obstacle, and every block, every hindrance, obstacle, and every block attempting to keep me from you. Lord Jesus, I understand that while you were here on this earth realm with us, you healed the lepers. You restored sight to the blind. You lifted the lame and you raised the dead. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for continuing to show us the miracles of God through Jesus. And the glory of your power. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers all over the world. Thank you for showing us over and over that with you, nothing is impossible. And that all things are possible to those that love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on the porch swing, the summer nights and fire flies and the sound of my old 16. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girls, for all that they changed my world. Waking up to
say thank you, Lord. I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, now. Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for getting again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on the shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. You're my way out today. I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Praise the God. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise the eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.